eyes. I don't know. They had to put up with me all year, and then they got to travel around the country with me. But it's been great. But you know, there's been one thing that's been a little bit of a challenge for me. As we're traveling and meeting after meeting, I hear their stories and how they grew up in Christian families. I like to encourage you young people that are growing up in Christian families, don't take that for granted. I didn't grow up in a Christian family, even though I grew up about 14 kilometers from NBBI. I grew up in a family that said they were Christian, but my dad hardly ever went to church. My mom hardly ever went to church. They made us go to church. Grew up on a farm. We had about 100 head of cattle, 100 pigs, grew a few hundred acres of potatoes and grain. But my grandfather was an alcoholic. It was a family farm. My two uncles were alcoholics. My dad would drink occasionally. My dad was the best of all of them. But every day, drank on the farm, fight, swear. I think I was 12 years old when my brother and I grabbed a couple beers and headed into the haymow. And I'm not going to go down that road, but for many years, I lived a very sinful life. I had several friends that were Christians. I gave them a very hard time because I thought Christianity was something for the weak. I thought it was a crutch. I thought it was something that the older people needed. It was something I didn't need. Had a lot of pride in my life, how hard I could work, all that I could do. Had three brothers. We competed just a little bit on the farm, how hard we could work, what we could do, etc., etc. And I didn't need Christianity. But you know, on October 31st, 1992, it was a hard fall. It was a wet fall. And we finally finished digging on October 31st. And I went out and got drunk afterwards. 4:30 in the morning, I'd be to work at 6. 4:30 in the morning, the Lord convicted me. The Lord convicted me. First thing I want to challenge you with tonight, something that I continue to grow in, something that I continue to appreciate, and that's the Word of God. The thing that the Lord convicted me with on October 31st was Psalms 12, verse 6. For the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. You know, it's sad today. I run into a lot of Christians that don't believe the Word of God. They say, well, this doesn't apply for today, and this isn't for today. Let me ask you, do you believe it's the Word of God? My wife and I were missionaries for 19 and a half years, and as Ben mentioned, I enjoyed looking at your missions board. I get a little excited about missions, I must admit. But I saw several people there, and I know we were missionaries with New Tribes Mission for 19 and a half years. We were in Bolivia for 10 years. And you know, there's many people, over 2,000 people groups in the world that don't have the Word of God. And we have the Word of God. And I want to challenge you, what do you do with it? We have it. You know, as Alex said, talking about Psalm 63, you know, I love what the psalmist says there as he goes on. He says, early I will seek thee. Now, I must confess, I'm a morning person. And the Lord showed me, studying it, that doesn't mean I might hear a few amens or something, but that doesn't mean so much 5 o'clock in the morning. It means early in life. Whenever you start your day, do you seek Him? Is He the first thing that we go to? Again, whatever time you start your day, early. Seek Him. Early in life, seek Him. Whatever we're doing, we need to seek Him early in that. And then He longs for it in a dry and barren land. Do you have a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God? You know, for many, many years, even as a believer, I didn't have a hunger for the Word of God. I didn't have a thirst for the Word of God. And I would encourage you to pray something someone challenged me years ago, to ask God to give you a heart, to give you a thirst for His Word. I want to share just a few thoughts with you tonight that the Lord's been challenging me with. And you know, the Word of God is kind of like this growing up on a farm, okay? I don't know if there's any potato farmers in here, but you have to forgive me because I'm from New Brunswick. But you know, growing up on the farm years ago when I was just a preteen, somewhere around there, we were having a problem with the Colorado potato beetle. I don't know if it ever made across on the ferry or not, but we were having a problem with the Colorado potato beetle. And all of a sudden, they came out with a new spray called Simbush. And one day, we had lunch together as a family. And my grandfather was so excited about this new chemical. And we're sitting there at the table, and my grandfather's talking about how strong this spray is, how powerful it is. And he said, why, this one field where the beetle had been giving us so many problems, he said, I took that bottle of spray out there, and I set it on the fender. And he said, it just killed them. And I was like, wow, me as a kid. And then he said, then I got to the back corner, and he said, they were pretty fierce back there. So I grabbed the jar of spray, and I cracked the lid. And he said, boom, they were gone like that. And I said, wow, that's incredible. And my grandmother said, do you believe that? And I said, yeah. She said, no, your grandfather had to dump it in the sprayer, and then what? He had to apply it. And the Word of God is similar. We need to study the Word of God. But unless we apply it in our lives, it's in vain. I'd like to take the time to go through all of this with you, but if you want, you can go to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. You know, as a believer, when I was a new believer, I continued to struggle with some of my past sins. And Paul says here in Romans chapter 6, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. And then he goes on and he uses the illustration, the metaphor of baptism. And we're dead. We're dead unto sin. Now I don't know about you guys, but in chapter 7, Paul lists out something that I could and can still identify. You know, as the guys sang tonight and as they told the story, you know, we're nobody. You know, the Lord continues to remind me. Romans chapter 2, verse 11 says, For God doesn't show favoritism. He doesn't show partiality. That we're all the same, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how you grow up. We're all sinners. We're all the same. And then when we come to Christ, we're placed in the body of Christ. And as the guys named the group created for Christ, we're new creations. And we're placed in the body of Christ. And as they sang about, you know, we can't do it on our own strength. Romans chapter 7, Paul says in verse 15, for that which I do, I allow not. For that I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. Well, what Paul was struggling with, what so many believers struggle with, things that he didn't want to do, he was doing. And the harder he tried, the more he failed. And the things that he wanted to do, he wasn't doing. Have you ever been there? I've been there many times. I say the Avis car rental must be Christian because their motto is, we try harder. And you know, sometimes as Christians, we try and we try and we try. But we try in our own strength. And as a result, we fail. And we get frustrated. That's what happened to me shortly. And in fact, I went 1 year to the day without committing one sin. And on the anniversary of that, I sinned. And I was going to quit going to church. I stopped going to church because I felt like such a failure. And you know, my pastor, he called me up and he said, "Hey, Mike," he said, "how about we go out tonight and get a piece of pie?" As you figured out, I probably went. We went and we had a piece of pie. And he asked me what was going on. Why did I quit? And I told him, I can't do this. I went a whole year without committing this one sin. And then I did it again. And I just can't do it. Well, the first thing he shared with me was Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And you know, as believers, when we sin, 1 John 1:9, we can confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. We need to make steps not to do those things. But you know what? Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through the Word of God and the ministry of the Holy Spirit that we can what? Be more than conquerors. And we can live a victorious Christian life, overcoming sin to the praise of God through the ministry of His Word and Holy Spirit. Just this morning, the Lord brought to mind a verse that's very dear to me, that down through the years, there's been times I haven't appreciated it, but Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6 says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." You know, I thank the Lord that I've had people in my life, some men in my life, that have come to me at different points in time in my life and said, "Mike, you're off. You're off." And they've shared the Word of God with me. We don't always like that, do we? Why? Pride, pride, pride. You know, more than ever, we need to be doing that to one another, sharing the Word of God with one another, not only here, but throughout the week. We need to be meditating on the Word of God, sharing it with one another, encouraging one another, building one another up. I want to encourage you to continue to study the Word of God, to apply it, to share it. And let's trust God for great things, great things. Let's pray. Father, just thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Lord, we know there's many people groups that do not have it, roughly 2,000. Lord, you've given us your Word in our language. You've given us so many study tools, so many forms that we can have it, but yet so often we neglect the ministry of the Word of God. God, may we be like the psalmist who said, "Early I seek thee," and we long for the Word of God in our lives. Lord, give us a thirst to know your Word and to share it with others, to your honor and glory. Amen. I'm going to ask the guys to come and share one more song.